This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Can't get enough of this bet payoff from Eric Chiafalo. You are now 20 minutes away from Brian Broaddus paying off his with the slamming a cold beer.
Oh, I just got a call.
Out of a shoe.
I got to go somewhere here real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got to get
Just get the shoe over here real quick and take care of this cold beer then real
kidding.
Quick.
I'm just kidding.
I'll go pop a Miller Lite right now. I got the shoe handy.
I brought you bottles so you could take those homes after I do. I had to get a six. I couldn't just get one, so they gave me six. I bought six.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So you take
that.
The other five, or Lucius, anybody else like to have a cold beer?
I was going
to
say, dude.
What you thinking, what you drinking today?
Yeah, it's a what you drinking, what you thinking Friday. If you think those are making it home, you're out of your damn mind.
Yeah. I like the sound of that. That's good. I like the look in your eyes, too, when you make threats like that.
Some seriousness there, too.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, yeah. Brian Let's brought us
up early.
A company man. He's got the Miller Lite shirt on.
I do.
He is ready to rock. You're 20 minutes away from that. And to see Chiafalo's Cincinnati bow tie payoff, you're going to want to jump on to one of our video streams at 105thefan.com, Twitch, or YouTube.
Should I do the Cincinnati bow tie while I'm doing the shoe?
Oh, dude, if you think you got what it takes, if you got the balls.
Double up. Okay, Jason Kidd Audio. This is Steven Jackson's show with Matt Barnes, the All the Smoke podcast.
This is good.
It's, one of the must-listen-to podcasts if you like the NBA. Is there a ceiling for Luka? Here's Jason Kidd.
Yeah, I think we saw it this season. There's times when, as you know, in the NBA, they're going to pick on you.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to pick on the best player if he doesn't want to cooperate or participate playing defense. Mm-hmm. And so once he understood that if he put up a fight, that he had his teammates had his back and they were behind to support him, coaches were supportive. We're here as coaches to give you the answers to the test and what's coming. And then it's for you to be able to digest when you see that action coming, like, oh, coach told me this is what they're going to try to do.
Be ready for it.
It makes the game so much easier. So with myself and Luka, we have a great relationship and communication and helping one another. I've been in his shoes, but at 23, he's a little bit advanced of where I was at 23. But he loves to play the game. He loves the competition. He loves that everybody's focused on him to try to stop him. And
they can't. They try.
I don't want to get too caught up in it, and I know you can be a prisoner of the moment real easy in sports radio. It's like, hey, they made the conference finals. This guy's amazing. But the more Jason Kidd talks, the more convinced I am that he is one of the best coaches in sport. I'm convinced that there are some coaches who don't have the courage to try to hold their players accountable, or they can't believe in their players enough. They don't have faith. They don't see the positive enough. Or they're just not skilled enough to have the conversations. But what we saw last year in the playoffs was a massive moment in Luka's career where he was convinced, I got to play defense. He had success with it, and he learned his teammates will respect him and have his back even more if he goes out there and puts out the effort. I don't think that happens under Rick Carlisle. And I already had like the most respect for Rick Carlisle that I could as a head coach, but I just think that much of Jason Kidd.
And clearly these players do as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a legend. Like, he has something that most coaches don't have, which is the ability to really relate on a player level with these guys and not just a Rick Carlisle player, which one was forever ago and two was not really significant in terms of the history of basketball being one of the basketball legends, and Jason Kidd is that. So it's like, man, if you're an NBA player right now, how would you not listen to this guy?
He's a legend.
Yeah. And then you start seeing it work. They go, we can't play defense around here for a couple of years. And then all of a sudden, We get halfway through a season, we look up, and we're one of the best defensive teams in the league. Now the buy-in is starting to be real. Now it's more than just the I idolize you growing up kind of deal, or respect your knowledge of the game because I watched it. Now I'm seeing it happen, and I'm personally reaping the benefits as a player and as a team. And now it's just I'll put my arms around you, and you can take me anywhere you want, coach.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question. Where was the buy-in? Where do you think the players bought in? Is there a point in the season? Was it the beating the Suns? Where was the buy?
The buy-in happened around the All-Star break, where they realized they could become a defensive team. But Luka still wasn't along for it until right. The playoffs. The Luka buy-in comes, I think, in the Utah series.
Yeah,
it was the Phoenix series.
I just kind of feel like that because we didn't give them a chance against Phoenix at all, right?
Not much, no.
Not much at all.
No.
You know, we were like, oh, okay, well, yeah.
They won a series.
Yeah, they beat Utah. Great. All right, you know, oh, this Phoenix series, boy, it's going to be tough. You know, and then the more they played, it's like, man, Mavs look like the better team here.
Mm-hmm.
Look like the better team. They look like that's the buy-in when you're talking about defense and the will. When Phoenix wasn't willing to play that way, Dallas was.
Now you see the value of it. I mean, it's just unbelievable how much better players can be than you think. When you have standards, when you believe in them, and then hold them accountable to that. And it seems simple, but the best coaches have a gift of doing it and motivating you instead of like alienating you. And Jason Kidd's at the top of his game. Have you seen someone with a high basketball IQ this young? Okay, more love for Luka, I guess. Here we go. Cut number two is what I got it as. No, I'm sorry. Our cuts don't match up. Okay, that's my bad. How many do you have over there? You want to just quarterback this and we'll just there we go. I'm sorry.
You're a wild dog.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where's your head at now that you have had a great year?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we got cut four on that.
Yeah, you know.
Of course, losing Brunson.
Yeah, but we'll get to that. But, you know, this is funny. You ask that question. You say the nice things. And, you know, in this league, that season's over.
Yeah. Right. On to the next.
Don't mean nothing.
Yes. Because there's only one winner. Everybody comes in last.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Golden State won the championship, so everybody else came in last. And so we're just at the beginning of this journey. And we talked about defense. And one of the things that we'll talk about going forward is can everyone just get better? You know, I'm only asking you to get better 1%.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm asking. If you can get better 1%, mm-hmm. it makes our team 15 to 17% stronger.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? So take the wins and losses out of it. That means everybody had a good summer. Everybody has a good season. And mm-hmm. so that's the way we'll approach it.
Yeah, I love that. Ricky Bobby's dad coming in through there. If you ain't first, you're last. I like that, you know, and here's a guy who had such an amazing long career taking multiple teams to the finals. I feel like he knows exactly what that path is from experience.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was listening to when he said this and he said 1%. And I thought to myself, I'm like, 1%.
And then he said Jerry math. But
yeah.
Hey.
And then he said, but you had 15 guys getting 1% better and then you make it 15 to 17% better as a team. And
yeah.
You think, and that does make a difference. You know, just 1%, you're thinking, okay, that's kind of mm-hmm. on the low end. But then you talk about the whole entire team getting better that way, then it makes a lot of sense.
I do think it's all the little things, you know, and I think, you know, if you as a team just get 1% better, you know, and last year you were like a 93, well, now you're a 94, and maybe that is enough to win the game against the Suns. And then in 2 years, maybe you improve another 2% and you're a 96. You know, it is a path. And the goal is to get Luka all the way there before he starts to get old, you know? And shoot, he's got plenty of time. He's got another 10 years in the league to get 1% better every year. And who knows how good this team could be when we do arrive there. Okay, Lucius, what cut would you like to go to next here?
Losing Brunson to the Knicks.
All righty.
We bring up JB Brunson, losing Brunson. But the biggest thing is I'm happy that he got paid.
Yes.
He helped us.
Because you've been there.
Yes. We all, I know Cuban doesn't like this, but I love when I can help people get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell a player first day of camp, hey, tell me what you want. Well, everybody wants shots. Everybody wants minutes. But that's not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get paid, and they want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I can help you do that.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
But the other part of that is I'm just going to ask for a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust and communicate. And play hard.
Mm-hmm.
And those things that you ask for me to help you get, will happen. And if you ask Brunson, he would tell you that he listened. Oof, and good things
did
happen.
Did he ever?
And I only want to put people in a position to be successful.
Successful, right? That's it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And there's 30 companies in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
We all can't stay on the same company.
Yeah.
So for him to go to New York to get paid, to have the opportunity to run his own team, I'm happy for him.
Man, it's amazing because you take something that's kind of like an unspoken, awkward factor between the players and the coach and the organization, and instead of like ignoring it, you put it right out on the table. You know, it's like, hey, you really want to get paid. That's why you're here, right? Like winning the championship and being the best teammate and everything. But most people in pro sports really, you know, want to be set up for the rest of their lives by the time they're done. So how do you like acknowledge that, make it something healthy, and, you know, have an open dialogue about it so the player knows, hey, listen, I got your back. I'm trying to make this dream happen for you. I want you to have everything you've ever dreamed of, but you got to help it make the team better as well. Because in a lot of basketball teams, especially like borderline playoff teams or decent playoff teams, they know we're not winning the championship. And that selfishness of I need my shots is poison. Well, it tears apart, I don't know, 25% of teams every year have a significant hurdle in front of them because this guy is mad that he's not getting the minutes it's going to take to even get a mid-level exception. He's like, man, $10 million is waiting for me, coach, if you could just double my minutes and actually let me shoot. And every day he wakes up thinking, I can't believe the coach is not letting me get $10 million. I can go score my 15 points per game. I can do this. But like trying to figure out a way to put the team objectives first while accomplishing 15 guys' different personal goals is a very difficult balancing act. I think it's what you just mentioned a few minutes ago, that he can relate to the modern players. He is just done being a player in this era, you know, and knows, I think, more than older guys, the dynamics of what that is like in this version of basketball where there's $100 million to go around every season.
Well, and the way it relates to this current Mavs team and why it should be encouraging is the new addition in the contract year that we're all worried about, the buy-in defensively and the role coming off the bench, Christian Wood. This is now something that Jason Kidd, if that's his attitude about this, about, hey, if you end up being the next Jalen Brunson where you lead us to some really, really special times and you end up leaving us to go get your bag, he can honestly tell him, like, I'm cool with that and I want to help you do this. And so that's encouraging for me, to where he should be able to have Christian Wood buying in on this thing. And if you get full buy-in from Christian Wood and now he's playing some more defense and he understands the role of, at least initially, we'll see how it develops, but like coming off the bench, how does he handle all of that? I think it's made much easier when you hear that come out of Jason Kidd's mouth.
Yeah, Christian Wood has not played on a good NBA team. He has a chance now. He really does. And he could showcase the talent that he does have.
Yeah. And it could, I think it's going to go great for him. I do, you know, I think in Houston, you know, and his other stops, he's just trying to figure out how to get his shots up. That's a perfect example of like every man for himself type of team. I think he's going to be energized and revitalized by the culture around here. I don't think you can help but be swept up in it, especially with the amount of success they had last year. Okay, let's step aside because we are just now a few minutes away from Brian Broaddus's bet payoff. He's going to drink a cold beer out of Chia Follow's old dusty sauna shoe. It's bad.
Right.
I mean, looking at that shoe, it makes me want to plug my nose, and Broaddus is going to drink a beer out of it. Plus, Zach Wolchuk's going to join us, the top 10 at 420, and more coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Shoot, yeah. It is a football Friday, double payoff Friday, as Brian Broaddus is about to drink a cold beer.
Browns.
Out of Eric Chiafalo's sauna shoes. You're going to jump on to 105thethefan.com and click the video or go to Twitch or YouTube. Zach Wolchuk set to join us from the yard. He's participating in this. You will see on the video feed, Chiafalo is paying off his bet with basically a set of truck nuts as a necklace. That's his way of pulling off the Cincinnati bow tie bet payoff.
That's correct. That's correct.
That is hilarious.
And people are alleging, and the Twolos are alleging, that my bet payoff is actually more difficult because I'm having to go the full duration of the show. Broaddus only has to suffer for what's going to be, you know, roughly, I don't know, 30 seconds. Now, what they don't understand is the aftermath of this sauna sneaker. Like, who knows what? Like, we haven't done experimentation on this before.
No, we haven't.
You're kind of a guinea pig here.
Yeah.
Like, we might get a text tomorrow morning and bad things are happening at the Broaddus household.
We might be solo by Monday.
I told Stephen Jones I enjoyed working for the Jones family. So and I enjoyed working with you guys today.
You've already eulogized yourself, and I do think that this, like, the entrance of this beer is going to be tough. But the exiting of this later tonight or tomorrow, or maybe shortly hereafter.
I might have to have another one after it.
Keep us updated on social.
I will, yeah.
Segment's brought to you by Soda, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels, 214-333-3333. Go to truckwreck.com. All right, bet payoff in a few minutes. Here is Wolchuk at the ballpark.
Baby, this is awesome. This looks great. Eric, you look fantastic. I can't wait for the shoey to go down. I've been waiting for this. I think this shoe, I'm sorry you couldn't use mine, Brian. Unfortunately, yeah. I've been at the ballpark all week. I think this worked out better with the sauna shoe.
Yeah.
Eric, I can't wait to watch Broaddus chug this Miller Lite sauna shoe and get the shoey going.
Okay, first order of business, though, before we do this, you got to give us your pick for this week.
Okay, I'm not feeling very good about this, but I'm going to knock the Falcons off my survivor pick.
Oh, my God! You ballsy bastard!
I know. I'm going to use the Falcons in Seattle. I think the Falcons are due for a win. I don't believe in Geno whatsoever. You can replay this on Monday when the Seattle Seahawks probably grab me by the balls and say, go bleep yourself. And I will probably be having to wear the nuts around my neck or be drinking out of some disgusting shoe this time next week. But I'm going to go with the Falcons to go on the road and beat the Seahawks. And I think Kyle Pitts has his best game of the year. He's been bad, and people are bashing Kyle Pitts. I think he finally emerges and has a big game. I'm going to go with the Falcons to get the win.
Okay, recap that. Zach with the Falcons. Gavin has learned that maybe our guy might not play.
Yeah, Justin Herbert might be out. The line moves suddenly goal very quickly. We're still favored, though. I'm fine with the Chargers.
Okay, Eric, you got the Chiefs.
I got the Chiefs.
And I got the Eagles. So everybody knows who has who.
Okay.
Yeah.
The thing about it, Dawson's trusting a quarterback right now with a rib injury who's being treated medically by the same doctor who bleeped up the lungs of Tyrod Taylor a year ago.
You're right.
So, like, your confidence meter has to be – like at an all-time low. But we got Chase Daniel. We got the local.
Yes,
we'll be fine. You got a dragon coming to your defense. You might be fine.
It's the Jags. We're going to be good one way or another.
That's fair.
Now, we repeat a bet payoff like next week? Could I cold beer out of a shoe?
I mean, I guess we need to. We haven't really discussed that.
Yeah, but I think you could kind of like, because if you pick the team and you eliminate, that's just the team. I think the payoff is any one of those. I think you could go. But you can't go back. Like, I can't go back and do
the
beer.
Shoey.
I can't do the shoe.
That's good.
Yeah.
Each individual person should be able to do it at least once, right?
But that
same person shouldn't be able to keep doing that one over and over again.
I guess that works. That works. By the way, Walchuk, you look incredible. Haven't seen you all week. You must have lost an extra 15, 20 pounds this week alone.
I'm hoping, man. I got the weigh-in tomorrow morning. It always makes me nervous.
Dear God, that face of yours looks amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, bud. I think your neck is looking really good today.
Thank you.
Gotta be strong to be holding that sack. That's a heavy sack.
Goodness me.
My manscaping work is actually pretty impressive on this one as well, I would say.
The girth and the tonnage. Okay, Broadus, when do you want to do this shoey? Do we need to get straight into the top 10 here, or do you want to just knock this baby out?
Why don't we count down on it.
We'll put a stamp. We'll put an exclamation point on the top 10 list, the Wooly Bully top 10 list.
Perfect.
with the shoey.
Okay, I love this. All right, so let's get right into it. By the way, did you guys give your Cowboy predictions at the beginning of the show?
Yes.
Did you give scores and everything?
Yes, we did, but go ahead and throw yours in there too.
All right, so I'll have to do this. The Cowboys should win this game. Now, I'm conflicted here because I did say I'm always going to pick against the Cowboys, so I still technically need to do this, right?
That's right.
I need to just say the Giants are going to win, even though I don't believe that. But the Giants are going to win this game, guys. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
So that's my pick, and I'll just go like Giants 16-13.
Okay.
We're just going to throw that out there.
Opposite day, even though
I think the Giants are terrible. I don't know how in the world they're 2-0. I've been watching them thanks to NFL Plus Premium. Their ass, my dude.
Yeah.
They are not good. It's shocking that they're 2-0. But let's get straight into this list. It's National Snack Stick Day. If you don't know what a snack stick is, I did some research. It's basically a Slim Jim. It's like a meat stick.
Okay. Is that a safer word, Google?
Yeah, it is. Well, I was nervous. That's why I did it on my Mac. But it was safer work. Thank God. What do you guys feel about the Slim Jim, the meat stick? You guys game? You in on that?
I mean, Slim Jims is a horrible product.
Yeah.
You know, but overall, I like the idea of a quality pepperoni stick. Just not that one.
No, I was a big Slim Jim guy for much of my childhood. It's been a while since I've got to enjoy one, but every once in a while, you know, you get the combo sticks where they got a little some type of meat and then the cheese
as well.
You just kind of each bite is a little bit of cheese and meat every time.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a nice little snack.
I think Slim Jims try to do too much with the pepperoni beef stick. I think it's a dog treat. Yeah, the thing about it is you're right about the cheese and the beef thing together, but they've got, like, you can't even choose. There's, like, 17 different. Just give me either the original or the beef and cheddar
one. Yeah, the Slim Jim does not hold up amongst adults the same way it does, for children. I think the kids love the Slim Jim, and then at some point you graduate, you mature into manhood, and
the package,
I guess, you don't really
open.
Need it anymore.
You move on to the 7-Eleven, like, Reese's pepperoni stick.
Okay.
Sitting there in that little tray.
Yep. Yes.
The little tongs to pull it out. Those are good.
No doubt. So I've got the most popular snacks in America, the top 10 here for you on National Snack Stick Day. Honorable mention, we have Cheez-Its. I can't believe Cheez-Its didn't make it into the top 10. I think people are obsessed with the Cheez-Its.
Don't sleep on Cheez-Its if you are.
Big fan.
Dude, yeah. So good.
Doritos, also honorable mention.
What?
As are Chips Ahoy, just outside
the
top 10. Yep, Chips Ahoy cookies. Didn't quite make it.
I'm most offended by the Dorito, because that's not even a specific Dorito. That's just like encompassing all Doritos, which is like insane.
I know. Big Doritos guy.
Only get on a sandwich.
Well, hell, I'm not going to fight you, but I love a good Dorito. I mean, you give me and the tacos. You don't like those Doritos Locos Tacos at Taco Bell?
I've never had one.
Oh, they changed the game. We're going to get you some. I'll tell you what. I'll buy you lunch on a Friday, and I'll bring you some Doritos Locos tacos.
I owe you a lobster roll for
sure. I'll change it up.
When you stop losing weight, I owe you a lobster roll.
Hopefully that never happens. Well, at some point, I might get to the point where I need to stop losing weight, but we'll see. Number 10, we got Cheetos.
We're not there yet.
No, trust me, we're not there yet.
Cheetos.
Cheetos
better than Doritos, huh?
Number 10. I like the Puffs, personally. Am I in the minority there?
No,
I would
dude.
Say.
I mean, there's a place for both of them. Don't get me wrong. I respect the crunch and the puff. But, like, the Flamin' Hot Cheeto Puff is one of my all-timers.
Yeah, Flamin' Hot, they just tear the tum-tum up.
Yeah.
They really do.
No
but they're good.
No question.
Number 9, Oreos. Got to go double stuff, in my opinion. But Gavin Dawson, you are the Oreo expert.
No, I think you're right on with double stuff, you know. Now, if you're a dunker, it might pay off to go with the regular a little bit more.
Okay.
If you dunk it to the point of saturation.
Number 8, Fritos. Overrated.
Wow, Fritos higher than Doritos
Frito
too.
Frito pie though. Ooh.
I don't know.
Frito pie, I'm with you, but just I don't ever eat just plain Fritos. I think they're great
scoops.
At cutting them in.
The scoops and dips and stuff, they hold up really well.
Hey, fair. Maybe I'm off base with the Fritos.
You are. No.
Okay, 100%. I'll accept that.
Was
number
that
7, Trail Mix.
No, he's on it. He's on it.
Trail Mix. Pretty good.
Good snack. It is a good snack.
Healthy one?
Yeah. Nah, put the M&Ms in.
Yeah, you got to have the M&Ms. The broadest nose. Yeah, you got to have the M&Ms. Number 6, Tostitos. Now, that's where you get the scoops.
The scoops with a little bowl like that. Yeah, not bad.
I'm surprised Tostitos is this high, though, because you've got to have a dip
something.
With it.
Should be more than the Frito.
You're not just going to have Tostitos by themselves. No. Top 5 here on National Snack Stick Day. I got the top 5 most popular snacks in America. Number 5 is the Goldfish.
Okay. I love Goldfish, I'm a Cheez-It guy over the Goldfish.
Really?
Generally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check out those dessert Goldfish, by the way, at your grocery store. Like
dessert
confetti
Goldfish?
Cake. Yeah, there's a dessert Goldfish section that's outstanding.
Wow. Number 4, and I'm calling a false start on this. What the hell is it doing in the top 5? Almond Joy.
Really?
Wow.
I'll tell you what.
I was going to throw a flag on this list right around number 9.
Yeah.
Now I'm convinced I should have.
But
full
here's
on
the
suspension.
Deal.
I
think you're ejected from the game and maybe missing next week as well.
I didn't want to do.
The Krusty's like the Almond Joys.
Yeah, you're right. Old people do. I didn't want to use the list, but it's an accurate list. These are the most popular snacks in America because I was going through doing research and this was the top 10. So I couldn't really fault it, but it's a bad list. America, we need to change our taste buds. Number 3, Chex Mix.
That's trash.
What?
Yeah.
That's trash.
You guys aren't Chex Mix
people. That's a give up.
You're LA.
Lucius,
defend Chex Mix for me. Come on.
I mean, it's cool if it's like you have a 5-year-old in the back seat and
you're on a
road trip or something.
Lucius knows all.
Yeah. I mean, but still, you have to vacuum all the Chex Mix out, too. Nah, I'm not with the Chex Mix.
That's trash.
But if it's a battle of the mix, I'm going Chex over Trail, personally.
Okay. All right. Number 2 is Reese's.
Oh,
good yes.
Snack. That's smart. Okay, now we might have a redemption situation
Maybe.
Taking place, boys.
Peanut butter, yeah.
And number 1, the most popular snack in America as we lead into the broadest shoey.
White powder donuts.
It's Kettle Brand potato chips.
Oh, I love the jalapenos.
Okay.
The jalapeno
right.
kettle chips
Kettle
are
brand potato
outrageously
chips.
Good.
They,
Thank
they
you,
rallied.
Old Chuck, for
they
that
rallied.
Top 10 list.
Absolutely.
It is now time for a bet payoff here in the G-Bag Nation. Eric Chiafalo showing you the sauna shoe via the webcam, 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Maybe you can go back a little bit later on and you know, stream this. But if you follow us or subscribe to us on YouTube, you can go right there into your app right now and see we are live. Now, are we sure that shoe is going to hold the fluids? Okay,
yes.
we're sure.
I am confident. It's like it's
it
double
looks like
layered,
a well vented
so,
shoe.
Yeah, it looks vented, but then there's an under layer there that you can't really tell is there. So it should hold all the liquid. Broadus, how does it look? How does it feel? How does it smell? Is your stomach starting to hurt?
I bet it smells.
That does not smell very good, guys. Yeah. At
it smells
all.
Like a middle
and
school
got,
locker room over here.
Gavin, it's got like extra tags and stuff in the shoe.
Oh.
I don't know what that's from.
Drinking plastic.
Extra. All right, here we go. All right, we're opening up. And here goes Miller Lite. Now I'm wearing it, so I hope I don't get pulled over on the way home.
Okay. Oh. Beer's going in the shoe. Okay, I do not detect any is leaking, although it's starting to come out the top.
Here we go.
Yeah, we got to chug that bad boy.
Go quick. Oh,
here he goes,
yeah.
Brian
Oh, wait, he's sitting and chugging. Yeah. Chug. Yes,
Broadus. Just a little leakage. It's at least 10 ounces down the hatch.
Yeah.
He has finished the cold beer. Yes, he is shaking the shoe to get extra,
what
and Broadus has done it. He is now back in the G-Bag Survivor Pool. How do you feel, sir?
Gronk Spike. Boom.
I look like, if I get pulled over.
You didn't even spill.
Miller Lite is dripping off your chin.
Yeah, it's on the shirt. It's okay. There was a little balance issue there.
Yeah.
I hear I got some. Yeah, it's on my arm now.
Great job, Brian.
It's okay. Thank you.
No, you manned up on that.
It's a messy challenge. I think the thing that helped me was the beer was like Miller Lite was really, really cold.
He's scouting the challenge.
It's really
a little messy.
It's a little messy. And but you know what? I deserve it. The Browns played like ass. Yeah. And, you know, I had it's a shoe, and the beer was cold, and I don't want to do that one again.
Did you taste the shoe?
Yeah, you do taste the shoe a little bit.
You do.
And, excuse me. Yeah.
That's not going to be a tasty burp for the next probably 12 hours.
I apologize. It's my own little mic cover here, by the way, so I'm going to pull the mic cover off. Yeah, it just kind of got a little messy, but here we go. We're all good to go, and, my challenge, I'm back in, guys.
You are.
I'm back in.
I'm impressed because mid-chug, I could sense a little bit of gag, and he was able to overcome it and still allow, instead of things to come up, everything just continued to go right down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I'm wearing a little bit on my shirt, but that's okay. Hopefully we'll be all right going home.
Good stuff, boys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Walchuk. Is that your first beer in how long?
The last time we were all together when I had that tequila shot when we went to do the...
Oh, in Oxnard, yes.
No,
right?
No, the game. When we had the game, we did the Oxnard, but we had...
It was like Bowl USA.
Yeah, the bowling game. I don't ever drink.
It was a birthday shot.
Yeah, it was a birthday shot.
So. Well, you falling off the wagon now. Can we get you anything? A pint? 40?
Nah, I'm about to have like two more of those I'm going to finish those up.
I'll bring you another one.
Let's go.
Cheers, Broadus. Cheers.
Love you, boys.
Love you too, buddy. This is an epic deal. You know, we got this survivor pool. Anytime you lose, you got to do a bet payoff to get back in. So I think everybody wins if we're wrong as often as possible. That might very well be me if Justin Herbert can't play.
I can now taste the shoe part. Yeah. I can. Yeah.
Eating
the adrenaline's wearing off, and now it's nothing but shame and disgust
it's
for
a
yourself.
Lot of shame. A lot of
Let's
shame.
Go around the NFL coming up next to G-Bag Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is time to go around the NFL, brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. All righty, who wants it? Chiafalo, first down. There he is.
Sure. Looks like we're going to get George Kittle. First appearance of this NFL season. He's missed the first two games with a groin injury. He's now been cleared to play, and head coach Kyle Shanahan says that he would be surprised if Kittle does not suit up. So that is some good news for the Niners, but tons of injuries all over the NFL. Bills safety Micah Hyde will be missing the game versus the Dolphins, as well as their interior D lineman Jordan Phillips and Ed Oliver. So the Bills are going to be a little bit shorthanded. Brady's still going to be without Chris Godwin. You're going to have the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is going to be missing a ton of his receivers as well, including Sammy Watkins. So Hunter Renfrow out for the Raiders. Just injuries really all over the place that are going to affect these games. And your guy Justin Herbert is kind of really up in the air right now with his ribs. He's going to be like a game time decision.
Yeah, that one's tough right there. Although, I don't know. I think Chase Daniel's a pretty good player, don't you? Like, amongst the backup quarterbacks, I'd kind of have...
Yeah, he's very capable. We saw him in the preseason, you know, when Dallas played the Chargers. He's played in this league a long time, and, you know, he understands exactly what his responsibility is, what he needs to do. They've got a good running game. They've got the quality at receiver, the offensive line stuff. Really good on defense. So, yeah, you know, they should be okay if he has to play in this one.
It is the Jags. How much better are the Jags than last year?
I think the Jags are a lot better because I think they're a lot better coached. And I'm saying that because, you know, Doug Peterson and I are friends. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I sent him a text and told him congratulations. He's like, man, we should have beaten the Commanders week one. I mean, he was thinking about ones that got away. But he's building a good culture there. The players are the buy-in. He's helping the quarterback. Should be a pretty good game if, in fact, Herbert doesn't play.
All right, I'm going to have some Dak news coming up on third down, but here's Brian Broaddus with second.
Yeah, I just want to give you a quick update, too. Today, Dalton Schultz was not going to practice today, but they're going to work him on Sunday to see if he's able to go. The Cowboys had a full pad practice today, really not much of a practice on Saturday, and then they will practice before they leave for the Meadowlands. But I've been told about Dalton Schultz, if you're interested in that, about that. The ramp-up part of it, all that's been really, really good. But they're trying to get him to practice on Sunday, and that's when they're going to make the determination whether he plays on Monday night. But everything leading up to that seems to be like that they're going in the right direction. Again, we'll see what happens on Sunday.
All righty. Yeah, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about these tight ends, though. I wouldn't mind seeing more of Ferguson and Hendershot. And it's not like they're, you know, overusing Dalton Schultz or anything like that. I think going back, hindsight being 2020, they could have moved on from Dalton Schultz quite easily if they knew the draft and OTAs and camp was going to go as smoothly as it did for their rookie tight ends. Okay, you seen that Dak Prescott DirecTV commercial? Yes. Where he's hanging out with members of the Real Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial includes no team logos or names on the jerseys, which means that DirecTV cut a check for Prescott, but not for his employer, the Dallas Cowboys. Well, recently, you might have noticed his jersey changed to purple. Maybe you were watching last night's game on Amazon, and you noticed, wow, why is Dak's jersey purple now? Blue jersey in the original commercial looked too much like the Cowboys' blue home jersey. The courtesy and color change stopped with the shirts. Other blues in the uniform worn by Dak's generic team remained, such as the socks. But I guess it can't resemble too closely or you could be in a little bit of trouble.
The likeness, yeah.
Okay, then a texter's asking, can you explain the Brett Favre thing, please? Well, what happened is the U.S. Department of... Justice John Davis, the former director of Mississippi Department of Human Services, entered a guilty plea yesterday. And now the fallout is that Brett Favre was doing business with this guy, as was the governor, in siphoning welfare funds earmarked for the poor people of Mississippi to eat. They were taking that money and doing their projects that they wanted to do instead. They are basically saying, well, these welfare people don't need this stuff anyway. They need to get a job. Let's do stuff with this money. And Brett used that money to give a donation to the college that his daughter was playing volleyball at so
Southern
they could build a new court.
Yeah. Volleyball, yeah.
So now they're saying because this guy has pled guilty, maybe it's going to unravel and Favre could be charged and possibly arrested, you know, for what really amounts to theft. That's what we're looking at. Brett Favre is a thief of poor people, which is the worst kind of thief you can be. Okay, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt set to join us, and that is coming up next here on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.